Cuando compras una blusa y falda ultra chic en JCPenney por tan solo $60, no solo estás comprando una blusa y falda ultra chic en JCPenney por tan solo $60, estás comprando la mirada de todas las mamás del colegio por tan solo $60. La prueba está en el recibo. Sí, es JCPenney. El precio incluye el 20% de descuento con el cupón. Oferta válida hasta el 2 de agosto. Detalles en la tienda o jcp.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Not all monsters are under the bed. Some are sleeping next to you. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
The New Orleans terrorist attack and the attack in Las Vegas on New Year's Day. So many questions yet to be answered and so many things developing on this. So keep that in mind as you're watching or listening to this. There's likely more information already out there. But we're going to talk about what we know thus far. Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. You know, I have so many questions on this, but the first person I thought of was you when all this started going down. And I'm just going to open it up directly to you. What has been your initial thoughts on this and where have they gone since the news broke?
Yeah, Tony, this is a big one. First of all, we have as you just said, you know, we've got to time stamp it a little bit because we have literally a fire hose of data points coming at us on this one. And I remember you reached out to me, like you said, a couple days ago, right when it first happened before the recording. And one of your first questions was, you know, talking about the breakdown of security of this event. And that really got me thinking, you know, when you look at the video that we see of the law enforcement on the ground responding like this, I mean, they were boots on the ground running towards the fire. They were doing everything that makes us proud in the law enforcement community as an American, as just a citizen, right? They did all the right things. So that's not the problem. Then I was also listening to another book today, and they're talking about how, you know, and I'm going to come back around to your question, obviously. But, you know, mass shootings and mass killings in the United States has been on a rise, but the death from those killings has been actually going down. And that's because we've done a really better job as institutions, as a country, to respond after things have happened. But we still haven't really attacked the problem of preventing them from in the first place. And so that brings us to here, to New Orleans. When I first watched, and I watched the briefing live on the first press conference, and I had, my initial reaction was very similar to, I think, a lot of people that have been. It's like kind of a disjointed show, right? And there's a few things that struck me with that gave me that impression. It's like when I get a feeling or emotion about something, I ask myself, what specifically am I seeing that is incongruent with things I've seen in the past that allows me to feel that way? In other words, I'm having a spiking from a norm, and there's behaviors in there that's seen that. And the first thing that got me was the FBI was the first to brief. I've never seen that before.
That is interesting. They were right.
So that was really that. Yeah, so, you know, anytime an event happens, especially a tragedy like this, in a local jurisdiction, which everything's a local jurisdiction, normally you have the chief of police or that mayor of that jurisdiction brief first. That wasn't the case here.
What does that tell you with the fact that went first? Was there some knowledge to the plan here? Like, I don't know. Like, you tell me.
So let's look at, we got to look at the date.
Yeah.
This is New Year's Day. And so it was also the assistant special agent in charge that was briefing, not the SAC, special agent in charge. Special agent in charge, from what I understand, was out of the country for some reason. And So that was awful, a little off for me as well, that you have a pretty junior executive. I mean, matter of fact, the assistant special agent in charge isn't even at the senior executive service level yet. She's not an SESer, you know. So, and in the military, that's like the generals are at that level.
Okay.
So she is two steps above a street agent. You have street agent, supervisory special agent, assistant special agent in charge. So she's, I mean, she's probably, I mean, she's in the leadership in the office, but not high up. Higher up, I should say. Not as much as experience. And so, and then you had the disconnection between what she was briefing and then what was briefed by others in that same press conference when terrorist act, not a terrorist act, multiple people, not multiple people. So it was kind of disjointed, right? So anytime I see a lack of coordinated communication, I see a lack of communication. Lack of communication comes down to challenging leadership issues. Well, it's also New Year's Day. So the likelihood of having your A team on a holiday, low, right? So that's part of the challenging equation here. But then I go all the way back beyond leadership and deeper than leadership. So we go into prevent. And so my initial impression after a disjointed kind of press conference, which seemed weird to me because of the order of how people spoke, was people, we've gotten better at responding to these things and preventing worse deaths. I mean, even this, you know, these officers responding like this prevented more tragedy from happening, especially from all the weapons that were found in the vehicles. So what we also have, though, is what could really prevent this? You're not going to stop human nature. He's going to kill people no matter what. He was radicalized, as we're hearing from the data points now. Intelligence but collection is what prevents things. And
sure.
So it was a lack of intelligence ahead of time.
But also, I don't know, maybe investing the couple hundred bucks for a few more concrete barriers. I mean, like that right there is just seems to be the crux of a lot of this. You're not going to stop crazy people from doing shit. That's why you have preventative measures. And this just seems to me to be such an idiotic move that there wasn't something more there. You're like the number two spot in America on that night and most of the year for an attack like this. How can you ever say, oh, we're going to do something temporary over here that's not quite as good and expect it to work, especially on your biggest night of the year? Is this just ignorance? Is just people, you know, that they don't quite grasp what people are capable of doing, being too comfortable for too long without having something horrible happen in our country? I mean, that to me has been my biggest question on this. And I don't think anybody, I hope to God, nobody on the inside was somehow coordinated with this, allowing this to happen. I think it should be looked at, to be sure, but it's just, I don't know, it's shocking to me. I mean, you were right there. You were at 9/11. You were down there. Yeah. I was in a different part of the country, but I was a grown adult, and I remember it. We seem to have lost our sense here of what we need to do to secure ourselves in situations like.
So to me, it's and so that was another data point as I was going to talk about as well. But it's an escalation of levels of failure on as what I'm seeing, failure of coordination between. I mean, and you saw it in the press conference. You know, these snippets of time give us a glimpse behind the curtain. You know, when you see in a press conference a lack of coordinated message, that is an initial sign to me that we don't have good coordination potentially between, especially when they, I've never seen law enforcement at a lower level defer immediately to FBI. Even though FBI is going to be the lead investigator on this as a terrorism act, obviously, that's, I've never, again, it happens, I guess, but I've never
seen. Did they just not want to show incompetence? I mean, and just like, here, you guys do it. You're better.
Right. And then we have a guarantee it's an intelligence failure because all these things, it would not have gotten to the last level of protection you're talking about where the last failure happened with those barriers if the other levels of protection, which are supposed to prevent those from happening, are in place. Intelligence collection. And so what prevents intelligence collection in a proactive way? Because when you prevent something from happening, you don't know what you're ever going to prevent. It's a very challenging thing for organizations that measure by stats what you accomplished. People get paid by accomplishing things. Things are generally reactive. I lived in the world of counterintelligence my entire career.
Yeah.
and justifying what we were doing to prevent horrible things from happening, it's a very challenging thing. And yeah. intelligence collection to do that is also very challenging, because unless you have someone that actually gets it, you don't understand that we need to pour all these resources, these manpowers. We need to have people in mosques. We need to have people talk to people in mosques. Whatever legally we're allowed to do, you need to talk to people that are going to see when someone like this guy gets spiked and radicalized. Mm-hmm. So we know where to focus, because if we had focus, if we had intelligence first, none of this would have happened. We wouldn't have need those barriers. It's all these levels have completely broken down in that one area.
I completely agree. Beyond that and the deeper level, exactly what you're talking about, 1,000% agree. And then it's just the most simple place, though, but could have prevented this is what is so shocking to me. And there's, and I'm not a country music person, but I remember the song "Have You Forgotten" by Daryl Worley, like right after 9/11. I would say, yes, we have. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.